Monsieur le Président.
Yes, what's up?
We'll just
play by ear.
Yeah.
When it gets here, it gets here.
If it's raps, I'm going to shoot
myself. It's Domino's. Also, you're on record saying.
An hour ago.
Make it hear me.
Hopefully
tomorrow. Oh, this is the mirror. Nice. We're right in the middle here. My voice is going to vibrate through that.
Bring a water bottle.
Hello.
We don't have outlets, too.
Huh?
We don't have outlets.
What?
Outlets?
Outlets.
They said outlets.
All right. Thank you. We'll call this meeting to order at 6. It was 6:01 when I banged my gavel, so we're going to say 6:01 p.m. Before we begin, may I remind you all of the oath that you have taken. The Students' Union would also like to honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship by acknowledging that this meeting is taking place on Treaty 6 territory. We get to announcements. The next meeting of Students' Council will take place on Tuesday, October 18th, 2016 at 6 p.m. back in Council Chambers. Other announcements, one item that has not been included in the information items either for the main agenda or the late additions. We had one resignation from Council. Councillor Jason Wong has resigned, so that email will be on the next main order papers. Apologies for that. Should have been on.
Question?
Yes.
Will the Councillor in Waiting be taking his spot?
The Councillor in Waiting has already taken their spots. So the Councillor in Waiting is Councillor Hashim.
Okay. Greetings. Other question?
Yes.
Can I add something on the late ads? I didn't realize this resignation was upon us, and I would like to replace the spot on nominating committee.
I'll allow it. We'll get to that eventually. So, other than that, the by-election, I believe, is this week on October 5th and 6th. So please encourage all the students in your faculty to vote. If they have someone running in that faculty, there's a lot of people running, so please encourage everyone to vote so that we can have a full council come the next council meeting. Other than that, no...
Point of clarification, Mr.
Yes.
Speaker? By October 5th and 6th, you do mean tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, right?
Yes, it's exactly what I meant. Thank you so much, President Rahman. When I said October 5th and 6th, in my defense, Vice President Bannister did shake her head like this, so I took that as, she said that. So, other announcements, I don't think there is much other than congratulations to Governor Champagne.
Mm-hmm.
He recently got engaged. Very exciting news, and I'm sure he appreciates the spotlight, so... All right, with that, we will take attendance very quickly, and then we will move on with the rest of our agenda. So, President Rahman.
Here.
Vice President Bannister.
Up, President.
Okay, this is awesome.
I think there's a monitor in the corner, like right there, if you pick it up.
That's a good joke. It's one of those things where I'm not worried so much about the monitor as I am about this keyboard typing.
Not plugged in.
Vice President Sundari.
Here.
Vice President Patches.
Here.
Vice President Al-Ghussein.
Présent.
Governor Champagne.
Présent.
Councilor McKinley. Proxy for Councilor Angus.
Here.
Councilor Chiani. Proxy for Councillor DeTirwa.
Here.
Councillor Monda.
Here.
Councillor Larson.
Here.
Councillor Victoria Dion. Councillor Hammond.
Here.
Councillor Alhamouri. Councillor Prasad.
Here.
Proxy for Councillor Procknow.
Present.
Councillor Nahid.
Here.
Councilor Nick DeYoung. Not here. We will put Councilor Hashim in there. Councilor Brophy. Councilor Christensen.
Here.
Councilor Scott.
Present.
Councilor Flamin.
You see.
Councilor Howie.
Present.
Councilor Warrior. Councilor Newman. Councilor Nguyen. Councilor Mahal. Councilor Farouk.
Here.
I'm here. Wonderful. Okay. He's the general manager of the Students Union. All right, so with that out of the way, we will pull item 7B from the late editions. Angus moves to appoint two members of Students' Council to the Council Administration Committee. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councilor Naheed. Mr. Bondarchuk, would you like to introduce the motion?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Join CAC, it's a lot of fun. I went to a lot of CAC meetings last year. I really liked it if you like the nuts and bolts of how council works. There are two vacancies, so we're looking for ideally two nominees at least, although everyone loves speeches and a vote. Meetings are on Council Tuesdays 5 p.m. so right in the council. And I'm also informed that a new chair will be elected at the next meeting. And since only permanent members of CAC can cast their vote for the chair, you don't want to miss that wonderful opportunity. I expect all of you to nominate yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for Mr. Bondarchuk before we get into nominations for the committee? Yes, Councillor Hammond.
Yes. Would you be able to list who is on CAC currently?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Okay. Councillors Natirwa, Flamin, and Larson.
Any other questions for Mr. Bondarchuk? Yes, Councillor Flamin.
With the by-election results coming up in the next little bit, I was just wondering if maybe this might be something we could put off to the next meeting and hopefully invite some of the new councillors into join the committee as well.
True.
We can
maybe
make a motion on that. So
okay, so
yes.
Motion's already been
read. The motion has been read. The motion's on the table. If you would like to postpone the motion to the next meeting of Students' Council.
Motion to postpone motion to next meeting of Students' Council.
Or if Mr. Bondarchuk has unanimous consent, the motion can be withdrawn.
Oh, yeah. I have no stake in this, so. I'll move to withdraw my motion if there are no objections.
Is anyone opposed to Mr. Bondarchuk withdrawing motion 7B?
Just a point of information, just
yes.
Before we do this. How many people are required for CAC to have quorum? Three?
Three.
So there are three members now, so we can make quorum if we do need to meet for whatever reason in the next month or so, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Next meeting.
Yeah.
Another question is, are you still going to elect the chair at the next meeting even if it doesn't have the new members?
Probably not.
It probably doesn't make sense to do that.
Yeah.
Standing orders in CAC would say that between themselves, they can elect an
interim chair. The other option is that I was planning on going to the next CAC meeting anyhow, so I can chair the next CAC meeting. I don't know what items there will be on the agenda, but we can always do that if council is okay with that. Is there anyone opposed to Mr. Bondarchuk withdrawing item 7B? Once, twice, wonderful. So motion 7B is withdrawn. With that being said, Vice President Bannister, did you still want to make your motion to nominate one member of Students' Council to nominating committee or hold off until the next meeting to do that?
I'm still going to do it today.
Okay. So we'll move ahead with that. Vice President Bannister moves to appoint one member of Students' Council to the nominating committee. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Scott, thank you very much. Vice President Bannister, would you like to introduce your motion?
Yes, so as you all know, NomCom is constantly meeting with lots of work to do, so it's a very strenuous committee. No. So we pretty much, we will likely meet three or four more times over the course of this academic year. We only meet when there's vacancies that need to be filled of substantive nature. The reason I'm filling it today and not in a latter meeting is because we will be meeting in the week of the 24th to the 28th, and that meeting will be in regards to filling the remaining general faculty council seats. So for all you that don't know, when the GFC seats don't get filled in the by-election, they get filled by nominating committee, and I would consider that somewhat urgent. The meeting will likely be an hour, and it will either be at 9 a.m., 3 p.m., or 5 p.m., based off of members' availabilities. So I highly encourage someone to apply to be on this committee.
Who is currently on the committee? Because that question will come up.
Currently, we have Councillor Chiani, Councillor Mahal, Vice President Sundare, Councillor Prasad, and Councillor Scott, and myself.
Are there any further questions for Vice President Bannister before we open the floor to nominations? Yes, Councillor Nahid.
So do you film the student seats or the exec people, like the academic people?
It's the students. Are you talking about GFC seats?
Yeah.
It'll be the student seats.
The student seats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Vice President Bannister before we open the floor to nominations? Seeing none, are there any nominations for nominating committee? Yes, Councillor Farouk.
I'll just nominate myself.
Okay. Yes, Councillor Flamin.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hashim.
Councillor Hashim, do you accept?
Yes.
Any further nominations?
Oh, nice. I can withdraw my nomination.
I wanted to get to know more about Councillor Hashim. Any further nominations for nominating committee? Seeing none, congratulations to Councillor Hashim. Wonderful. All right. So, with that out of the way, we will move into presentations, of which there are none. So we will move into executive committee reports. Do any members of the executive wish to make a report? Vice President Al-Hussein, please go ahead.
Okay. So I'm happy to announce that finally, after months and months of waiting and negotiations and conversations, that residents' association fees will be collected. Thank you. So yesterday, President Rahman and I met with the Dean of Students. Sorry, I feel like I'm being rude because we're all... Anyway, so President Rahman and I met with the Dean of Students yesterday, where we got confirmation that the Residents Association fees were going to be collected, not only for this year, but for upcoming years as well. And so that effectively reverses the decision or the policy change last year made by Resident Services to stop collecting these fees in the first place. So I will keep you in the loop as to any updates that you know you all need to know about. But as for now, like, Resident Services already have the mechanism to collect these fees, and so I don't think we have anything to work on further. As per the I Believe You campaign, a lot of faculty associations are emailing to see how they can get involved and how they can make their own videos. So I'd say that We should expect some videos and more traction in the upcoming week or two. And the campaign goes until mid-October anyway, so it's good timing. I put my hand up way too quickly, so I can't remember what else I wanted to talk about. So I'm going to end it there. I think everything else is in my report. And please ask questions.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Are there any other members of the executive who wish to make a report? Vice President Sundari. All
right. So as I was saying in my report, I'd come back with you guys and tell you what happened at CAUSE. So I've got a little thing here for you. So I'd like to start by thanking all of you who provided your feedback to the MWIT consultation form. As previously stated, this exercise was done in order to gain thoughts and informal feedback for fellow students and student leaders here on the $15 minimum wage. Now, I take pride in listening to the voices of our student body, and as stated on the forum, I took your thoughts and considerations into account when I met with CAUSE, and it helped me reach a really informed decision once I got to the meeting. Now, as for the consultation, the majority of respondents provided their thoughts, noting that students would prefer the OASU to take a neutral approach to the $15 minimum wage. And likewise, CAUSE agreed that its holistic impact on Albertans going well beyond the student body is something that noted for a neutral stance. So a neutral stance on the minimum wage is something that we felt to be best suited. Listening to the voices of our fellow students, I agree that a neutral stance is optimal for organization, and I do not think it's necessary to bring motion to council, as a neutral stance is what we currently have. I would also like to end off by saying, once again, thank you to all my fellow students who helped with the consultation, who provided their voices and gave me their feedback. And I'm looking forward to continuing with my commitment to consulting with our constituents and always listening to what they have to say. So seriously, thank you guys for providing me the feedback. I really appreciated it. It helped me make a really informed decision when it came down to the volume and wedge. And besides that, I've also got some news for MFest. So MFest applications I'd like to release sometime later this week. So those are coming out. Keep posted on social media. I'll open those up for a little while. MFest is going to be an employment festival happening in February. It's going to be a week-long thing. It's touching on three student demographics: students early in the degree, late in the degree, or early of the degree, middle of the degree, and late in the degree. For students.
Thank you very much, Vice President Sundari. I'm sure somebody will ask you questions about MFest during question period. Next, Vice President Bannister, please go ahead.
All right, so I have a couple things to touch on today. One of them is the GFC vacancies for nominating committee. I will be reaching out to you if you are from the following faculties: ALES, Arts, Augustana, Education, Medicine and Dentistry, Nursing, and Physical Education and Recreation, to try and encourage you to reach out to your faculty associations and students to fill those spots. So stay posted for that. Something I forgot to mention in my report, which I don't know why, because it's quite important, is that I am on a task force. And this task force is very important, as it is reviewing how all academic governance at the U of A works. So all the GFC, all the committees, there's now a task force struck to review that and see if it's good or if it's not good. It's a big time commitment. We're meeting at least every 2 weeks. So definitely ask me questions if you're interested in knowing more about that. Second of all, like the speaker mentioned, tomorrow is the by-elections. Please post on Facebook, post on Twitter, and tell your friends to vote in these by-elections. We typically have very poor voter turnout, and that's really a disservice to all of us, as well as the councillors and GFC people running. And then lastly, our second episode of the SU podcast has been released. So that was one of the things I really wanted to do this year, and everyone on exec's been very supportive. This year, in this episode, we talk about the Textbook Broke Alberta campaign with all the other VPAs from across Alberta. Vice President Patches and I also discuss the Meyer Horowitz renovations, and Vice President Patches interviews our business manager about the bars on campus and what they're doing. So you can find that. It's called The Voice of the Union. It's available on iTunes. You can subscribe or listen to it. It's 36 minutes. Great listen. Highly recommend. And that's all for me. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Are there any other executives who wish to make a report? President Rahman.
Thank you, Speaker. I just have three things I'll cover really quickly. First, VP Sundari talked a bit about the provincial government. I have something else to update on the provincial government. They're doing a labor consultation on giving faculty members and graduate students the right to strike. This is really concerning for students because there's a chance that you might go 1 week, 2 weeks, a month without having your classes in case all academic staff go on strike. So I'd be more than happy to get your feedback on what you think accommodations for students should be in situations like that. The executives have discussed it once. We're still going to discuss it a little bit more, but some ideas have been thrown out, like getting essentially rebates for your tuition because you will be missing class time or other contingencies. Happy to get your feedback there. Two, the executives attended the joint volunteer training. We helped out with the services scavenger hunt and just sort of connected with some of our volunteers with the SU. And then finally, I had something on, oh, right. A couple of counselors have flagged to me that when we talk about residences, there's a lot of background information that's assumed, but not necessarily known by all members of Students' Council. So VP Gosain and I will do a presentation to Council, likely next meeting, about some of the background in residences. If there's anything in particular you want me to cover, VP Gosain to cover, just send us an email. We'll make sure to include that in our presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, President Rahman. Vice President Patches, you wish to make a report?
Super quick.
Go ahead.
Check my report for the latest in my reports, and we're also going to be releasing updates on programming at Room at the Top and then first in the next few weeks. Next, first one is Tuesday nights is now trivia starting at 7, so excellent venue for post-council bonding in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. So, with all those reports out of the way, we'll move on to board and committee reports. We'll start with CAC. Does anyone want to report for CAC? Not sure there is much to report from last meeting, so we'll move on to the finance committee.
Yeah, one sec. We have finance has set our regular schedule now for council's information. And I'm just pulling it up in my calendar.
I think it's Monday.
It's Monday. Off council Monday is at 4 p.m. Anyone is welcome to attend that's interested.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Mercy wants you to go outside just to pay for the pizza. Thank you very much. We'll go next to nominating committee.
So yes, I have something to report. Nominating committee will be filling some vacancies in the next couple of weeks. I always try to do our diligence by putting them on Facebook and emailing them and putting them in newsletters. But really, if you're committed to having your seats filled, it's best to ask students you know to run or to apply. We're thinking that it will likely be a resume and a cover letter that we'll be asking them to submit. And the deadline to submit to be one of those spots is October 21st. So please keep that on your back burner for students that you know would like to be on GFC. Maybe they missed the deadline for whatever reason and still want to be involved. It's very important we have all those seats filled. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your peers.
Thank you very much, Vice President Bannister. We'll go next to Councillor Hammond for a report on the audit committee.
Okay, so we had our first back-to-school meeting last week, and we approved the Native Studies Students Association and the Augustana Students Association report. We got our first Residents Association budget, so we're just working through that. And KPMG is presenting their audit of the entire Students Union to us this Friday, and so I'll be presenting that to council next council meeting. So, yeah, that's basically it.
Perfect. Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councillor Christensen for an update on Bylaw Committee.
So Bylaw Committee met for the first time last week in a while, and we worked on Bill 6, which you guys will see in a few minutes. We also worked on about 13 editorial changes to bylaw, just that's where we go through and we read and look for typos and stuff like that. And we'll continue to do that at our next meeting, which is in October. We'll also begin the process of DFU plebiscite drafting and approval, perhaps at our next meeting, but if not then in November. And then in January we will look at any membership fees that need to be done or plebiscites for student council or whatever. So yeah. We're meeting the last council, off council Tuesday of every month.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I think I hit everybody. Are there any other reports, starting with Governor Champagne?
Mr. Speaker. Since our last meeting, I've had one meeting with the Board University Relations Committee. For the open agenda, what I can discuss is that we discuss the committee work plan for the committee, so we kind of establish the things we wanted to talk about and when we wanted to talk about. And it's interesting if you're interested in that kind of stuff, but it's actually quite boring. the reason we established it is because we want to kind of tie it with the institutional strategic plan that was finished earlier in the year. So if you want to take a look at that, I can send it to you. But something that you'll notice is that a lot of the goals and a lot of the things mentioned in it are spread out across the year and sometimes over multiple years. And I don't, if you remember last meeting, I mentioned this. It was a thing that came up during my presentation during Gov Week, was the term length of the Undergraduate Board of Governors representative. And I think it will be interesting, when I see objectives like that, I think it might be worth it to seriously consider changing the term length, or at least having some sort of like long-term training, which is kind of weird for candidates, so that they can approach those issues with more knowledge. Otherwise, if you have other questions, don't hesitate to contact me. The next board meeting is the 21st of October, and it starts at 8 a.m. So if you want to come, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, Friday the 21st at 8 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Governor Champagne. Any other reports? Start with Councillor Nahid.
So the BOSCAT, they had their annual general meeting last week, and just to summarize, Campus St. John is going to get a student for this year, and then they're going to put a DFU on the SU election, like during the SU election, just so they can see whether they can raise the money that they get from the students. That's it. Oh yeah, and they're going to have a meeting to appoint execs for their board soon.
Thank you very much, Councillor Nahid. We'll go to Councillor Brophy.
Thank you. So last week was the SLS Board of Directors meeting for September/October, and during the meeting, a lot of the time is taken up with discussions related to a need for temporary room, because next year, Emory Multi-House, the current primary home of student services, is going under renos, and so that's, so there's a lot of like new stuff going on with the university about trying to figure out where exactly and who's paying for the new university. And there was also some discussion on an audit of the insurance risk for student services. That's happening. I can't remember offhand the name of the name of the lawyer for my group, McClendon Ross, is the firm that's the lawyer of my firm is handling an audit of sort of what the insurance, like how much insurance coverage SLS needs to have through its partner legal firms that operates advising lawyers. And that audit is going to be paid out from specifically SU given money, primarily because pretty much every other grant given to SLS is sort of earmarked specifically for things like daily or salaries. So the sort of things like this, the SU money is, you know, a necessary, like, random assorted operating expenses kind of fund. It's nice to, you know, able to say, hey, yes, this is the money from us specifically that funded that. So, important things. I can give anybody some more information later if they are curious about SLS working and stuff.
Thank you very much. Any other members who would like to provide a board or committee report? Seeing none, what we're going to do now is food is finally here, so we'll recess for
10.
I'm going to say 15 minutes. The only reason I'm saying 15 minutes before you all throw your arms up in the air is because if you've noticed and you look around the room, we do have several students from Campus Saint-Jean here, So I would encourage all of you over those 15 minutes to interact with those students, get to know those students that you might not see on a regular basis. So we'll recess for 15 minutes, and we'll come back to order at 6:46 p.m.
That's a great.
I mean,
the chair.
Man.
But there's like the
exec is the yeah. Exec, and the board is the board. Plus,
I'm not going to lie.
I start this one. Let's make it happen.
That's not a her thing, that's a Sarah thing.
Yes, but
did you say vomit or vomit?
It's all like parties with like alcohol.
Yo.
He's trying to bug her.
Did I pronounce him a little better than the first part of that meeting?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure, okay? I might sound like a sarcastic comment.
Yeah, because I've heard we have a friend in so we all
have
like, and one of the other fine friends like, yeah, this is a lobster, like, outside of someone's unit. She's like, I just left it. Next thing I know,
it was gone. I had a chicken, like, I was on some new Snapchat story, like, this is people, so
I don't know
where she was like, what is going on?
Oh my god,
I feel like I'm
Yeah.
I used a lot of beer.
I don't have that.
I went to a wedding.
You had to get it like nice.
I was considering using like hair gel.
Can't you just trim it? Like, why don't you just trim it? You gotta think of a beard that you could trim it.
No, it's just, other than the mustache area, it's just continuous growth. don't stunt the growth of the hair.
Okay, alright, fair enough.
Because then as soon as I like trim this part, then I have to trim this side.
Reed, can you grow a beard over winter?
What?
Can you grow a winter beard?
Oh, should I grow a beard?
Yeah.
It would be pure neck beard.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Like, it would be something else. Like it would.
Same.
Be...
I only grow here.
Yeah.
And here, not in the middle, just there.
You see what you could do in that situation? Is half of the neck of your hair, you could just comb upwards.
Nice.
Just kind of like an upwards, like what's it called, a comb over? A beard comb?
You know that meme where it's like the bigger dude and he has a fedora and it's like m'lady?
Yeah.
That's me when I grow facial hair.
Nice. That's very attractive.
I automatically find a fedora.
Just falls from the heavens. Just the lights on your head.
Once the facial hair reaches a certain point, it just falls on my head.
Well, I have red hair, though, so I just look terrifying and weird because I'm so pale.
I don't understand that. I feel like people, because I talked to a guy about this, who was a dark-haired guy, but he also grew like red hair, facial hair.
Yeah.
I was like, that would look amazing.
Yeah.
Two tones?
Yeah.
That's the dream.
On a darker fellow, for me, it just like looks like I'm bleeding out of my face. Like it's just red.
That's
and
sweet.
Weird and gross. And it just looks like this.
That's pretty
thicker.
Brutal.
Okay, I wish this was gray.
Ooh. That would be an exciting cut. Yeah, like wood gray.
That's pretty metal, Reed.
What?
Like you could be in a metal band with that kind of, if it like looks like your face is bleeding.
Like just a bunch of fucking black clothes and pound my head on pavement. We have exactly 2 minutes till we start back up again, though, sir.
What the hell? Where did my pop go?
I stole it.
Yeah. Well, they're grabbing another piece before we come.
Hey, better gear down. That's okay, but yeah. Unless you don't want to meet and talk or anything, you just want to sit down. Yeah, no, I'm honestly just kind of more free, so I didn't want to help with anything else around.
I don't know. Like, it just, there's so much going on. I'm not going to be ready in time for what I can do in full time. And then, just like, for me, just wants to.
Are you talking about the
chill with my heart?
But no, yeah, I love it.
There's just so much going on.
There's nothing wrong with just chilling out for a while and getting set, and then you can go back.
Oh, you can sit. Don't worry.
I don't mind sitting.
Yeah.
We also do in lots of times, because I can remember all the shit.
I'm free all the time.
That's not true. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Well, I don't know, we'll do lunch or lunch or something. Yeah. Always nice and relaxing. That way I can also just yell at you and actually tell you about my life, which is nice. Really true. Yeah. You know, like, you take on all of my stresses as well.
You can go by.
Yeah.
No, but...
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to
like reading. Maybe what did he do?
What?
Yeah, what did he do?
A lot.
Like what?
When he was sick, he was trained by his mom.
That would really psychologically damage a person. What did he do after that?
I can't say.
So that's cool. The big project.
Reed, I might trade you for a beer tonight. Reed, I might trade you for a beer tonight. That's how expensive the beer is at Rogers.
Yeah.
Oh my god, isn't it like $11 or something?
Two beers and a Caesar.
And a Caesar, yeah.
Deal. Yeah. That's why are you looking at me like that? I'm serious.
$11?
It's like a small portion.
No, apparently it's
Rogers.
Yeah.
It's 12 bucks.
There you go.
It's bullshit.
That is a small fortune. Why would you ever buy beer there? You know what I do?
Why would you go to a game there?
Do they have metal detectors when you go in?
Yeah.
You
could
take
plastic, though.
Yeah, take a plastic.
I saw a thing on Facebook the other day where it's like this fake gut you can get, and you it has like a bladder in it that you can fill with beer. So it just looks like you have a belly.
And if you get patted down, it just looks like a gut.
You could buy like 6 beers at the liquor store for that.
I know. Yeah, you can get a...
No.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I'm not impressed.
I have a rule, which is like it's $100 to go to a hockey game, even if
I like
it takes
actually,
a
I don't
just like just how it is.
Oh, sorry.
Because you got to buy 50
I'm a strongbow, but I'm cheap to buy it. 50. So I buy like the gin.
Next time I go to a house party, I want to run a 50-50.
Honestly, it's not even that hard to do. Like, if you pick a charity, and like you, like, I mean, if you're to do it legitimately, but like, if you're just at a
no,
house
I'm
party,
gonna run
an
underground 50-50 at the next house party.
Just do it. It'd be funny as fuck. Yeah, slam that gavel. They'll start making waves out there.
Right, you got Marina.
Except nobody who was listening at all to Marina. Okay.
All right, I got this.
Yeah, go Reed, go. Go!
I don't want to be that
rude. Go, Reed, go!
Take it.
Just like your megaphone.
Boy!
It would have.
I enjoyed that.
But, I had no opinion. That didn't happen.
Good work, team!
That'd be very nice. We already pounded the gavel, so it has been.
What are you going to say? The speaker transported Speaker Larson to the doors of the chamber.
The speaker utilizes the local megaphone, brackets Councilor Larson.
No, mark that for the minutes, whoever's taking it.
Sorry, I do like to source my products locally. So.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Councilor Farouk. Councilor Farouk, are you paying attention? Great. Thank you so much. All right. Come back to order here. We have taken care of board and committee reports. So we'll go next into open forum. Are there any questions from any members at large for our student counselors or members of the executive? Seeing none, we will close open forum, and we will go into question period. So we had one question come via written form from Councillor Christensen to Vice President Bannister. Because this came out on Friday, I'm sure all of you have had significant time to read it. So I will just ask Councillor Christensen if he wishes to follow up his original question.
Not at this time.
Thank you very much. All right, with that being said, we will open the floor to any oral questions. Councillor Farouk, go ahead.
I believe Vice President Dyer had something to say about the Empress.
All right. So M-Fest. M-Fest is going to be a week-long festival happening the second week of February, from the 6th to the 10th. It's hitting three general demographics of students, those early in the degree, those in the middle of the degree, and those at the end part of the degree, the late part. Now, for those early in the degree, M-Fest hopes to help students find a direction and figure out what they want to do with their degree, how they want to use their degree to help build their career. When it comes down to students in the middle of the degree, what M-Fest is aiming to do is help them with managing their workplace expectations and helping them build the marketable and hireable skills. And when it comes down to students in the late part of their degree, it's more so about connecting them with professionals. So this would be through the classic career fairs and networking events. So M-Fest hopes to tackle these three general demographics of students. It's something I've been putting a lot of work into, and I'm really hoping it turns out. So I've got applications that are coming out later this week. There will be a few student spots open, I think 5, and then I'm also looking for some spots open for university departments as well as external partners. So hopefully we can get a really kind of nice collaborative voice. Yeah. You guys have any questions on it, or you do want to apply? Let me know. I can just hit me up.
Thank you very much, Vice President Sundara. I believe we had a question from Councillor Mahal.
I have to retract my question.
Thank you very much, Governor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to ask Vice President Sundara if he can just spell out the name of the festival. I just don't quite understand if it's M or N. I'd really like to type it out.
Sure. So M, E-M-P, Fest, as in employment festival. Yeah, so like it is tentatively M-Fest as it stands, that's what it's gonna be. Employment Festival is the longer name for it, but M-Fest is the shorter one, so it's probably just gonna go on the ground. Yeah.
Wonderful, thank you very much. Are there any further questions for question period? We'll start with Councillor Monda.
So I have a question for Board of Governors Rep Champagne. So you said the next board meeting is October 21st at 8 a.m., but which room is it in? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Governor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So where is it? It will be in Council Chambers. So room 2-100 in University Hall. So it'll be in our normal students union council chambers. From 8 to 12. The open session tends to not be that long.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Governor Champagne, and Councillor Mondo for your question. We'll go next to Councillor Prasad.
I retract my question.
That's a question doubling up. Yes, Councillor Farouk, go ahead.
This question is for Vice President Bannister. I was just wondering if you could expand on the task force that on the university governance task force, mm-hmm. And past efforts or past discussions on it, because as far as I know, this is something that's been brought up most times before. I don't know if it's been as a task force, but at least it's been discussed at DSC. And I believe that Dustin Shellen mm-hmm. talked about it. He made a report on it a few years ago before. I was just wondering if you could expand on that history and why it's coming up now rather than not before.
Yes, so thank you, Councillor Farouk, for the question. So for some clarification, the last time a very holistic overview of academic governance at the U of A was constructed was in the 1970s. So a long while back. So for any of you that don't know, there's GFC, which lots of you sit on, and then GSC has all the committees underneath it. So there's Academic Standards Committee, Exec Committee, all the whole gamut, right? So there's been lots of conversation in the last couple of years as to what powers and responsibilities are delegated to what committees, what things should be decided on at the committee level, and what should be brought back up to GSC for, like, quote, ultimate approval. What Councillor Farouk is mentioning is a former Vice President Academic, Dustin Chellen, did write a report on the state of university governance, and that certainly is noted in the creation of this task force, but it's not the only factor that led to it. So over the last couple years, but there's been a lot of discussion as to what the role of GFC is, what is it working the best it could, or should some things be changed? So in this task force, I'm pleased with the university about this. They want the deadline for a recommendation to come on April 30th, and the purpose of that date is to make sure that all the current student representatives can see it through. So basically, this task force will be looking at overarching all the committees, what are they delegated, what are the responsibilities, and really rejigging if we think that anything needs to be rejigged. So that will be, it's a very time-intensive committee. We just elected the chair at our first meeting. I don't remember his last name. His first name is Mark. He's an engineering professor slash academic slash administrator person. So I think it's going to be good, but there's lots of work to be done. So if you have feedback on the way GFC works or the way it works with in relation to its committees, please let me know. There's only one undergraduate seat on it, and I am that person, and then there's one graduate student on it. But besides that, everyone is either a faculty or administrator.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions for question period? We'll go to Councillor Prasad.
This is to President Rahman. You mentioned something about a strike that could potentially happen. I didn't quite get to hear exactly why that is or when it would be if it is.
Sure. Happy to do that, Councillor Prasad. Thanks for letting me speak, Mr. Speaker. I think it was in Ontario first where it came up, but essentially a faculty member or a group of faculty members challenged the right of a university not to let faculty members go on strike. They essentially said, we're not essential legislation. People won't die at the end of the day if we're not doing our job. And the Supreme Court agreed with that assessment. And so they said, in Canada, across all jurisdictions, at post-secondary institutions, they must have the right to go on strike. Now, it doesn't say how that has to happen, but they just have to have that capacity. I think the deadline is by the end of this academic year. The process needs to be sorted out. I could be wrong on that, but that's my understanding right now. And the provincial government is trying to figure out sort of the guidelines that work for academic staff as well as graduate students within all of the universities in Alberta. So they're doing consultations right now. The first one was last Thursday at 7 p.m., which I attended, and it was mainly academic staff and graduate students who came there, but I still think that there's going to be some impacts that will be transferred to undergraduate students, so we're going to make use of the online feedback form to give our feedback to them.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Vice President Bannister.
So my question is for Proxy Bondarchuk or any other member of the Council Administration Committee. So as many of you know, Council Administration Committee has been a little plagued by by a lot of chairs in its years. We've had lots of turnover of the chairs in the last couple of years. So I was just wondering if Proxy Bundertruck or anyone on CAC was familiar with any sort of planned transition, this new chair, so that there's a lot of stability and productivity coming out of that committee, because I know that it can be a hindrance to have several chairs in any given year.
So I'm going to direct that to Mr. Bondarchuk. Mr. Bondarchuk, if you want, you can defer that to other members of the Council Administration Committee if you'd like. So we'll defer that to Councillor Flanagan.
I can't attest to any plans that are currently in the works since I only recently joined the committee this year and we have yet to meet since that's happened. I will take your suggestions into consideration the next time we do meet and hopefully get something hashed out soon.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councillor Farouk.
This is just a quick question before we advance here again. I was wondering if you could talk about the numbers around the podcast, like how many people are listening, at what time is that kind of thing? Or sure. Like kind of how long the podcast are?
Yeah, so thank you, Councillor Farouk, for the question. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our first podcast, I believe, was around 45 minutes long, and I believe we only had 40 listens to it. And that may not seem like a lot, but it's the first podcast we ever did, and we actually literally didn't advertise it at all. It was during Gov Week. It wasn't in any newsletters. We didn't post it on Facebook because people were overwhelmed with other responsibilities at that time. So even our second episode, which came out today, it's already been shared by all the other VP academics across Alberta in the cause schools, and it will be in our newsletter tomorrow as well that goes out to all students. So I think that I would anticipate that every segment we put out will have more and more followers. So I couldn't speculate as to what that exact number will be, but I will speculate, but that by the end of the year we'll probably have, you know, at least 100, if not several hundred people listening to every episode.
All right, thank you.
Are there any further questions for question period? Yes, Vice President Bannister.
Another question for Proxy Bondarchuk that you're welcome to defer to another member of the Council Administration Committee. Did Councillor Angus temporarily resign his chairmanship or permanently resign his chairmanship?
Thank you for the question. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Councillor Angus has resigned his chair permanently, is my understanding.
I believe he's resigned his seat as well on the Council Administration Committee, so with that, yes, he would have resigned his duties as chair, basically. Which is why we had two seats available. So.
Yeah. I will say that members of the executive are more than welcome to run and say like that.
Any further questions for question period? Yes, Councillor Nahid.
You can quit being, you can resign your seat on City Council, but not resign your seat on a committee?
No.
Oh. Councillor Angus.
So Councillor Angus took a leave of absence? He didn't actually.
It wasn't resigning his seat.
No.
Okay.
Councillor Manda.
So I have a question for VP Gosain. I'm not sure if you will have the info on this, but do you have any updates on the hiring process for the new Associate Dean of Residence Life?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So at this point, the offer has been made, but the potential candidate would have to move here from another province with their family, and so my understanding right now is that arrangements are being made to accommodate the whole family. So it's going to take a little while. We don't have an exact timeline, but I would give it a month. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions? Councillor Mondo,
please. I have a question for VP Bannister. So on this, I'm not sure how many meetings of the Academic Governance Review Committee there have been so far. But what would you say the general vibe is right now from the rest of the committee? Like, are they leaning more towards like a reinvention of academic governance? Or are they kind of sticking to the status quo? Or are there just going to be like minor changes here and there? What would you predict so far?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the question. We only have had one meeting, and mm-hmm. it was yesterday, and it was the introductory meeting. So we have not really delved into the specifics of what we're going to do. Something that I didn't mention in Councillor Farouk's question is that we've been told by the president, Dr. Turpin, that the impact of this committee could have lasting changes for the next 30 to 50 years. So I think I anticipate that any changes we make will be well-founded and really consultative with people who are on the committees. I don't know the degree to which that will change, but I'll certainly update Council in the future with that information. And then lastly is I do have a document that's almost a primer, which outlines the entire history of why we're at this point with this committee. So if people are interested in that, I can just let me know and I can certainly forward it your way. In terms of just like the general vibe of the committee, I love that question, A. And B, there's an interesting answer. Something that I've noticed in this committee that I haven't necessarily seen as much in other committees is people are speaking like very candidly. I don't think I've ever been in an environment where administrators and faculty are speaking so candidly about how they think things are going and what they think should happen. So it has only been one meeting, but I certainly enjoyed that meeting and learned a lot about the perspective of governance and the state of governance from different people along campus.
Thank you very much. With that, our first 15 minutes of question period has elapsed. I currently have one member of Students' Council on the speaker's list, so unless I see five placards go up, sounds like people are reaching for their placards. Great. We'll start our next 15 minutes with Councillor Flamin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for Vice President of Finance. I was wondering if it's too early in the month to provide an update on the SU businesses revenue for support, and if this is something that we can come to expect in council reports going forward in the future.
Thank you for the question. if this is something that council will be interested in, I can certainly bring that information. However, I do not possess a laptop, so I cannot bring that up right now. But if the council is specifically interested, I can definitely touch base with them and give that information.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councillor Farouk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This next question is for either the president or the VP academic, whichever one is more familiar with the situation. I understand that there is going to be a dean's review committee for the selection of dean for the dean of science, as Dean Schaefer is going to be going for a second term this year. And I believe that there's 10 all happening in October. I was just wondering if either of them was sitting on the committee or their student representatives are on the committee, if at all.
go for it.
And I'll direct that question to Vice President Bannister.
So, thank you for the question. There's actually, interestingly, 5 deans that are coming up for renewal, so there's lots of different deans' committees coming up in different faculties, science being one of them. Myself or President Ramon are not personally sitting on that, but we have been informed that there are student members from the Faculty of Science on that committee.
All right, thank you.
Do you have anything to add?
Sure. I think GFC policy, or some policy, says that we have to be notified of who the student representative is, but they will work with a faculty association to appoint a student representative. So ICE would be a better contact for who's on that committee.
Thank you very much. I believe we had another question from Councillor Flamin. No? Any further questions for question period? Yes, Governor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This person is for Vice President Academic. If I understand correctly, the podcast is only available on iTunes at the moment, or if not, where are the other avenues that we can find this podcast so we can share it?
So it is available on everyone on their iPhone. If you have an iPhone, an app that comes in on your iPhone is something called Podcasts. So you can subscribe to that on the iPhone. You can also, again, do it on the iTunes, but I believe that you can just get links, and regardless of what your device is, you can go to that link. So I can certainly post, if council would be interested in this, I can certainly post the link into the council WhatsApp every time it is live, which is always before council, or send it to people, and it's available that way as well. But I believe that Vice President Gossain may have other information.
I'm looking really hard, but we'll come back to it informally as soon as I find it, because I remember seeing it somewhere on the website.
Additional question?
No one else is on the speaker's list, so go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was wondering if Vice President and the rest of the execs would consider placing it on Android friendly areas, or simply areas accessible by computer and not just limited to mobile, such as the SU's website, so that mm-hmm. we may be able to share it mm-hmm. from a computer.
Sure. Yes. We're happy for on the website. I'll make a note of that, and I'm sure we'll get done in the meantime. I have just posted the link in the council WhatsApp, so you should all have a direct link to that, the latest episode. And you can certainly post that link itself on any sort of social media. They're interested. I also reiterate, if you're interested in being on the podcast, let me know.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councillor Mondo.
I have another question for Vice President Gossain. So I know that you just went through the Lister meal plan consultations mm-hmm. for round 2. can you tell us if there are any substantial changes made to the meal plan from last year? And what your specific concerns were that you mentioned in your report?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the question. So the consultation for the meal plan is actually not done. So the executive were invited for a consultation, but students in Lister are welcome to submit their feedback on a form that Dining Services put out there. Mm-hmm. They haven't closed it yet, and so they are still collecting feedback. So we haven't been presented with a formal proposal or like a summary of all the feedback that Dining Services got, but we have received some concerns, myself from the Lister representatives and other Lister folks who just sent us emails with their concerns. They fall under 2 categories. One is kind of a fundamental concern, worry, or disagreement with the cost of the meal plan itself, and not about quality or the logistics of all of it. So some students find it to be expensive and too expensive to be affordable and accessible by to Lister students. The second line of concerns was more about, so how much money do we have to spend outside of Lister, the hours of operation, the physical space of the cafeteria, and worries about it not fitting 500 new Lister students after Lister 5 is going to be constructed. And so all of that has been incorporated into the feedback form. I don't, The proposal that was brought forward this year was exactly the same as last year's. So what changed really is that students were consulted on that proposal, but we are yet to see if... So if Dining Services receives enough complaints about the meal plan and its fundamental cost, we want to make sure that that's taken into consideration and that student feedback is not just seen as an accessory. So, but we can't really do that until we get the full summary of feedback, and that's coming up soon. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions for question period? Seeing none, we'll close question period there. And we will move on to board and committee business. Item 7A, bill number 6. Councillor Larson, seconded by Councillor Christensen, moved to approve the second reading of bill number 6 on the recommendation of bylaw committee to clarify and outline CRO responsibilities according to these first principles. The first principles, because we have a relatively short meeting, assuming, I will read them out. 1, the Chief Returning Officer CRO responsibilities shall be updated to reflect the growing scale of elections and value of office. As such, the following amendments shall be made to bylaw to ensure a stronger role throughout the academic year and during SU elections. 2, advertisement responsibilities of the CRO shall be amended to ensure the position is larger and long-term responsibilities to properly advertise elections. 3, timelines for reporting the activities of the CRO's office, both during elections and throughout academic year, shall be amended or introduced. 4, timelines for nomination packages shall be amended to ensure timely release. 5, the CRO's responsibilities regarding proper classroom talk procedure shall be outlined. 6, the CRO's office shall ensure timely release of rulings, as well as fair and due process for candidates during elections. 7, the CRO's responsibilities regarding the review of campaign materials content shall be amended to focus on ensuring campaigns do not go over budget. Bless you. 8, the elections bylaw specifically but not limited to 2100 section 8, duties of election staff, shall be amended to fully include responsibilities of the election staff to ensure clear understanding of office. I believe the second reading changes are attached as information item number 1. There are a couple of pages of changes. Hopefully everyone has had time to go through them. Councillor Larson, would you like to introduce your motion?
Yes, I would.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So we brought this back to bylaw, and I am happy to report that there was a full attendance of bylaw, including the Chief Returning Officer, Donald Adamant, and a few members of our exec. I can't remember. Was it just you, Jimmy? And yeah, but we were basically all there. It was fantastic. The biggest change from when we last saw it, or a couple of the biggest changes, are that Donald and I would say our executive team gave a very compelling argument about returning it to one or more DEROs at the discretion of the CRO. It was probably the largest piece of argument throughout the whole thing, and this is how it turned out. Realistically, the biggest thing was that Donald said that some CROs don't want to. They want one to have a closer relationship and work better in that environment. So we went with that argument, and we have now gone back down to one. Further, there was discussion on calling it the gateway, which we cleaned up, and then there was one other big piece. I'm sorry, I did have it circled, but now I've lost it. The ensuring that the highest responsible manager of the elections office is definitively the CRO, so that way that they do have complete control over the office at all times, as well as ensuring that replacing the CRO is only in circumstances where the CRO is completely incapacitated. And or that basically means hit by a bus. Like, that was the metaphor we used the whole time. So, we couldn't just arbitrarily remove the CRO. They had to be, under distress, basically, for somebody else to take on their role and fully take over the office. Besides that, most things are or remain the same. The same language is used in election staff to ensure that the CRO's office has more freedom to delegate responsibilities to however many DROs they choose to hire, and to structure their staff in any way that they see please. or that they please, so that worked out pretty nicely. We had some debate on the timelines, and we came up as a crew basically on what we thought were appropriate hours for the breach, for replacing a CRO or breach of confidentiality and stuff like that. So all in all, the committee did come to a conclusion. Everything that was proposed was more or less agreed, well, not more or less, was agreed upon with Donald. He was happy with the changes. Going forward, I see basically clarified language, a simpler process, and most importantly, one sufficient list for where the CRO finds their responsibilities. And I think it's fairly straightforward. I'm very excited to take on any questions or debate, and let's boogie onwards.
Thank you very much, Councillor Larson. Is there any debate on item 7A? Vice President Patches, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to kick off debate short and sweet. I am in favor of these changes, and I will be voting in favor of this for two specific reasons. We had a very productive bylaw meeting, and I believe that President Rahman said at best last meeting, the way that I view bylaw, and I agree with President Rahman, is it forms a box in which the organization and its employees and whatever we can do operate within. And this sets a very defined box in which the CRO can operate in and defines the role of the CRO, yet it allows flexibility for that CRO to manage the portfolio in the way that they would please year to year. And so I'm greatly in favor of that. And then secondly, the CRO himself, Don Vollenmaj, was adamant about these changes, and we were able to accommodate those requests. So upon his recommendation meant a lot to me in the meeting, and I'm happy to see the way that this bylaw has come back to the council.
Thank you very much, Vice President Patches. Is there any further debate on item 7A? Yes, Councillor Christensen.
I'm so happy that this is finally here and that everything worked out. We had a very productive meeting about this. I just wanted to make sure that my point was noted for the record, that I still believe that it would be ideal to have two DROs, and I think that moving forward, I hope that everything works out fine, but after watching election after election after election, I have seen what limitations the elections office has, and I hope that this can somehow address them, but I believe that two would have been at least a step in the right direction, and I think further overhaul in the future hopefully will one day be done so that this role has the appropriate supports moving forward.
Thank you very much. Is there any further debate on item 7A? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. Because we don't have our handy voting system, we'll just do a placard / hands up vote. All those in favor of item 7A, please raise your placards.
Just all opposed and abstain, that would be easier. Just do all opposed and abstain.
I just heard a point that I thought might be against the original motion, so all those opposed. Any abstentions that wish to be noted? Wonderful. That motion carries unanimously. Wonderful. That we have exhausted the agenda for today's meeting. Again, I encourage you all at this time, I think this is a great opportunity if you haven't already done so, to explore Campus Saint-Jean. I know it's late.
Explore.
And I think things might be closed, but might be. The other option is that I know a lot of people were talking about watching the vice presidential debate. For all you sports fans, the Blue Jays playoff game is also going on. So there's lots of different things to do. That being said, we are in this room as student leaders. Our first job is to our students. And I believe having a good knowledge of Campus Saint-Jean is part of our full student experience as student representatives. With that preachy speech out of the way, take attendance, and then we will let you all go. So, President Rahman.
Here.
Vice President Bannister.
Here.
Vice President Sundari.
Here.
Vice President Patches.
Here.
Vice President Al-Ghassain.
Present.
Governor Champagne.
Present.
Councilor McKinley.
Yeah.
Councillor, proxy for Councillor Angus. Councillor Kiani, proxy for Councillor Ndutirwa.
Yeah.
Councillor Monda, here. Councillor Larson.
Here.
Councillor Victoria Dion. Councillor Hammond.
Here.
Councillor Alhamouri. Councillor Prasad.
Here.
Proxy for Councillor Prognow. Councillor Nahid.
Here.
Councillor Nick Dion. Councillor Hashim.
Here.
Councillor Brophy.
Here.
Councillor Christensen.
Here.
Councillor Scott.
Present.
Councillor Flamin.
DC.
Councillor Howie.
Present.
Councillor Warrior. Councillor Newman. Councillor Nguyen.
Really?
Councillor Mahal.
Here.
Councillor Farouk.
Here.
It's coming.
I'm here. The general manager is nuts. Meeting adjourned at 7:21 p.m.
Okay, for all those who want to watch the vice presidential debate, we're going to Duggan's, which is literally like a 1 to 2 minute walk that way. So let's all meet out there and then we can walk together.
Are they
going to
be playing it if
Jason's
on
this?
Oh, yeah.
There's
a
lot of us.
That's
there.
The
naysayer.
No, if there were like some in French, they'll
okay, I believe you. I mean,
for, have you seen Frank?
I feel like even if like, the chances
there
are Mayo's there watching the Chase game right now.
Like, there's two TVs. Like,
I'm just going to go there and be like, I want the Blue Jays game on all the TVs.
I won't be happy unless it's on all of them.
It's near a call. It's near a camp.
It's near a camp.
I was told you guys would be I feel like we
make a
good argument. Sorry
for a second.
Yeah.
You guys
just
like
I
just want some quick feedback. So, this is the change that we really want to bring. So, this is the one that we weren't able to.
Oh, yes, yes.
Are you okay with these questions? I'm happy to send it to you.
Yeah, that'd be, especially if you want them to be on the agenda.
I'll do the first one as well to.
Oh, if you're gonna, if you want to just
raise the council.
Yes,
yeah. But I'll email it to Bylaw and say, like, hey guys, here's a 4-day window to get me any feedback.
Yeah, oh, that's. It's fine. I think that's shooting down one.
Okay.
So you
know they're gonna
and if it's already what's happening and we're just what's it calling it,
that's
good
exactly
enough.
What we're doing.
Yeah.
Are any of you going back to campus right away?
Did you drive?
I did.
Are you going back to campus?
I'm not.
Okay, never mind.
I wasn't planning on it. I'm sorry, Steve. I don't have my car. Or else I would just put in my trunk today. Nobody would know. What about Robin? I feel like Robin has a car.
He has a car. He doesn't have a parking pass.
It's called street parking people. Come on.
No one drove.
Yeah, but it's a hassle for him to like go home from the SU and then pick up his car.
Also, he's going to hockey. Yeah. Visual
communication. He just left it in his car. Look at that face. He was like, I feel like I should be taking this. Are you coming to campus? Just leave it in your trunk for like a couple of days. Mercy's.